So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
It's time for Free Beer's ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. Joe, pull out his drumstick. That will make the guy scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Steve yells out taco. Okay.
I always think there's another verse. There I want be. Another one.
Zach, come on, man.
Yeah, that one, usually they're too long. That one is just...
Yeah, the people are demanding a second verse.
All right, Free Beer's ice cream game. It's called that because I'm fat and it comes in a box that looks like a tiny pint of ice cream.
Yeah, remember the first time you brought that in? You brought it in with your ice cream breakfast. And we
were like,
brought your ice cream breakfast in the actual container this
time. I brought in this game that someone gave us, and then you all said, oh, Freeman's fat, he's eating ice cream for breakfast.
And while everything
you were saying was either true at the time or had been true at some point, neither was happening. Well, one wasn't happening that day.
That's not how I remember. I remember all of us eating kale and salads and healthy food.
Kale!
I'd rather be fat! Free Beer walked in and said, it's time for breakfast. And then he opened it up and was disappointed.
That's what I say. Time for Free Beer's ice cream game.
he was so disappointed.
I made it soup in the microwave so I can get it down faster.
Yes, paper in it.
Why do I sound different when I'm being fat? It's the same thing.
If you're putting ice cream in the microwave, you might as well just drink milk.
Don't tell me what to do. You take the ice cream,
cereal,
you melt it just a little bit so you can make it soft, then you trowel the top with the spoon so it's flat, and then you slowly eat away at the surface.
You look like a homeless guy who's been to a soup kitchen that specializes in ice cream soup.
It's so very specific. I'm dressed nice enough. No, I look like a homeless guy in clothing-wise, too. All right, let's play this game. Hobbs.
Yeah.
You didn't win last time. Steve, you did.
So you will go first. Yeah.
Who would you like to square off against first in this game of speed and knowledge?
Hot Wings.
Steve and Hot Wings will play now. I'm going to read something. They will finish the sentence. Whoever finishes the sentence first plausibly wins.
All right. Yes.
Okay, that's the thing. It has to be a plausible answer. It can't just be a gibberish word.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Steve would say taco.
Taco. Yeah.
Every time. Are you ready?
Yes.
In one word, my life is
good.
Wow. Okay. So Howie's life isn't perfect, but Steve, let's get a word from betterhelp.com. Holy crap.
That came out like hell, didn't it?
It just came out as
It came out as a parent that's got two kids under three right now.
Yeah, and a mystery fish tank leak.
If you play that back slowly and backwards, it just comes out. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Hot Wings, looks like you won that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations.
Hot Wings versus Kelly. My first date deal breaker is not...
Nosebleeds.
That's good.
So if someone gets a nosebleed, you're like, yeah, I'm in.
Air hump. For your dry nasal passages.
Well, Hot Wings, you got smoked on that
one. I know. Now you were adding the word not really threw me off.
Kelly.
Yeah.
You and Steve. Ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Try to do better.
My favorite slang word for breasts
is...
Bumbos. Bumbos. I like to call them after an infant's chair.
More of a sandbags kind of gal.
Wow, glad Steve chimed in so fast. You can't trust Kelly's mouth.
I know. The first word that came in my head started with a T. Can't say that.
Tallywhackers?
Yeah, that's it.
Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, that's it.
Closer.
It is close.
Twinkies. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I wanted one of you to say potholders. Because it's just not right. But it seems like something. Hey, nice potholders on that gal. Ain't that right, Tone? Yeah, I've been watching The Sopranos.
I'm going, what?
Steve, you will take on hot wings, and this is your topic. My unhealthy obsession definitely isn't
ants.
Gummy bears.
Hot wings is gummy bears, and you said ants
that's
much more quickly.
Steve, it's not unhealthy. That's a fat-free snack.
But I said unhealthy is not. You chose something you like.
Oh, I mess. I get all confused with those double negatives.
I'm missing it around here.
Yeah.
Blank would make my Steve and Kelly. Okay. Blank would make my sex life better.
Tiny hands. Why did I say tiny hands?
Because it would make Ross look bigger.
But did you say tiny ants or tiny hands?
Tiny ants. Like that. I was thinking the little ones you put on the end of your fingers.
Look, Ross, you're a big boy.
Look at you.
You're a big boy.
Look at how big you are.
Too big.
When you hold it,
just with one on each index finger. He's too big. He's too big now.
Oh, that little fella.
I'm a lawyer. I can't not picture him as the Dr. Pepper guy every time.
Oh, he's so small. When you're walking the dogs and they like get in your way, do you ever worry you'll like step on him and he'll get hurt? Like for real?
Yeah. When his dog stands, he's taller than Ross.
I bet he rides the back of that dog like Woody in Toy Story.
It's his horse. It's so true.
Hey, go take the garbage out. Woody!
He just cuts two fingers out of some isotoner gloves and wears them as tight pants.
I'm going to be the Dr. Pepper boy.
Sorry, babe.
That's all right. She'll flip you around on a blanket when she gets home today. Put some joy back in your life.
I used to do that when I was so little. Oh, man.
Steve, you will take on hot wings, and you will tell me the strangest thing you do daily is?
Brush my teeth.
I didn't even listen.
You still could win, because brush your teeth is not strange.
Pick my nose.
Eat.
Stare at pine
astronauts.
Trees.
Astronauts.
Hot Wings still got stare at pine trees. On. Steve was really stuck in time.
Eat astronauts. I'm glad the second part of that word was there.
Yeah, normally I pause before I say tronauts.
Yeah.
Hot Wings versus Kelly. The first time I had sex, it wasn't.
Great.
It wasn't. You actually finished that for me.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't. Yeah,
it wasn't. Right?
I thought the sentence was over. Hot Wings and Steve. If I was going to a potluck, I tell you what I'd bring. It
macaroni
would be
salad.
Dairy free and? Not macaroni salad. You got to use mayonnaise.
Yeah, you got it. No, he's frozen.
I mean, I was going to say baked beans, but I was going to be polite and let you finish.
That is the polite thing to do.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Text.
So rude.
I miss when this show was good. From Ross Esquire. That's how he saved in there.
Ross. God, it's taken him forever to text that. He's got to jump from key to key.
He looks like Tom Hanks and Big playing the piano.
Yeah. Somebody's not
so much hair in the keyboard. Yeah. Looks like a barbershop floor now.
I'm happy I'm not the one being made fun of for being little anymore.
Takes a lot longer to pull out the drawers, the stairs to get to the counter when somebody's out there just to lift you up.
I just pinch him by the back of his shirt and bring him up with me. Come here, buddy. Bing.
Like I'm like a little paper football.
You scored.
Talking about Kelly's fiance, who's a little man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it reminds me of Toy Story when they're going for the little aliens for the first time, and they're like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
All right, all three of you at the same time. Okay. The strangest thing I've ever searched for online is?
Pineapples. In the butt.
I mean, you were already winning because of the silence, but I appreciate you filling in the rest of the paragraph with such honesty.
Yeah. I was like, I've probably Googled pineapples before.
Yeah. Pretty hard to narrow down the weirdest thing I've searched for.
Here's an important question. Does Kelly know there's no dairy in mac and cheese?
What?
How do you make your mac and cheese?
Some people just want to nitpick Kelly.
What kind of cheese are you using? Yeah. No, a dairy in it.
I would like to name my next kid.
Kevin.
Condor.
Kevin Hondor.
Condor.
Condor.
Yeah.
Howings.
I do not wish to have another.
Like, I don't care what kind of game this is. I am not playing.
Kevin Condor is a badass name, though.
Kevin Condor.
Kevin Condor.
But Condor Kevin is even more fun.
Condor Kevin seems like a creepy after-school special. Yeah. Everybody shouldn't have been hanging out with Condor Kevin, and we always had that feeling, but he did take us to the amusement park sometimes. Mm-hmm. He only had one ear, and he combed hair over the other
Isn't
side.
Isn't he a little old to live on campus?
Oh, let's see how this goes. All three of you at the same time.
All right.
My most recent ex was...
Very nice.
I'm not laughing at that answer.
No.
I'm just laughing at the silence from the other two and you choosing the most benign comment ever. You're not wrong. Yeah. She was very nice.
Yeah.
Mine too.
I don't remember which one was my last.
Yeah.
In my recent sex dream, I can't believe I
am a balloonist.
I'm a balloonist.
Wow.
You talking hot air balloonist or like balloon animal maker?
Hot air. Yeah.
Okay.
Hot air, yeah.
The best thing about being my significant other is?
I'm great.
I'm taller.
Unlimited loving.
I'm great. I'm taller and unlimited loving. Can you imagine if that was like you're on, if you were on a dating app and you said unlimited loving? With coupon. Or if you just said, loving is limited to certain things.
Yeah.
Inquire within.
Yeah. It depends on the buyer.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I judge people for.
Hair.
Tiny eyes. Little beady eyes.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Yeah, like the
rat.
Guy on TV right now.
Yeah, beady eyes.
Oh, you mean the guy whose last name is Murder and he murdered?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then tried to make it seem like he didn't. Nope. I like doing this one. We've done this one a couple times. The weirdest non-sexual turn-on I have is...
Whales. Feet.
Potatoes.
Whales, feet, and potatoes. Mm-hmm. Quite a collection.
You ever sat on a pile of mashed potatoes before?
I bet that would feel nice.
Do you think you could sit on a regular potato and mash it?
Probably. If it were boiled first, for sure.
Yeah. Steve, what are you into about whales? Blowholes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just massive.
When they there she blows!
When they breach, oh.
And Steve, Hot Wings, you're into feet, but you don't think they're sexual.
No, they're not. They're not sexual, but they're very, very useful.
Yeah, you're just into the utilitarian.
Yeah, I absolutely love the
I'm
utility.
Also into
of them.
Tupperware and dustpans, mm-hmm. All useful things.
Yeah, I like things to have two purposes at least.
My biggest regret from high school is
not
skydiving.
Not skydiving, and Hot Wings said not scoring.
Yeah,
I assume you mean sex and not like a touchdown.
Oh, no, no. I definitely meant getting a basket in basketball. I never competed in anything where scoring was a factor.
So pathetic when you put it that way.
Yeah. I ran. I mean, you don't really...
I guess you just run.
Acquire points for that. You finish first or don't.
You don't get anything if you don't finish first?
Well, you don't get.
What do you want them to do? Shoot at the slow kids?
You don't get points. Well, yeah, you get times, but that you're not getting points. You don't score points in running.
Yeah, I just figured if you were like second or third, that would maybe matter.
Yeah, you might get a medal or something, but that's not scoring points.
Did not know that.
You didn't?
Not for cross country. I thought like a certain amount, like the top five or top three, would get points, and that's how they would.
You don't get points.
How does the team win the meet then? This is a deep dive on.
Yeah.
It's based on finishing order.
So like first, second, or third?
Yeah, but you're not getting points is my point.
Well, I originally asked about times, and then you said something about the first person only getting points.
I don't know.
I said I never competed in anything where you score points. You don't get points in running.
Not even in first place?
That's first place. That's not points.
What do you get for second place?
You get second.
Two apples.
Yeah. So, okay. And then the team that has the most apples in the bucket wins? Or the least apples?
Well, you only get apples for second
place. So, like, first place you get one apple, second place you get two apples, third place you get three.
No, third and then place after is that, screwdrivers.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a lot of hardware.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. As a fellow dude, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling in your butt? That's because you're probably using the dry stuff to wipe. Wet, extra-large, flushable dude wipes get what toilet paper leaves behind in your behind. You wouldn't clean the tail end of your truck with dry paper towels, so why would you wipe with dry toilet paper? Wetter just cleans better. There are no more dingleberries, no more itch and irritation, just a deep, down-the-seam, confident clean. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole. Drop the toilet paper. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, best clean, pants down.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.